சன்னோ மித்ரஷம் வருணஹ சன்னோ பவத்வர்யமாம் சன்ன இந்திரோ ப்ரஹஸ்பதிஹ சன்னோ விஷ்ணுருருக்ரமஹ நமோ ப்ரஹ்மணே நமஸ்தே வாயோ த்வமேவ ப்ரத்யக்ஷம் ப்ரஹ்மாஸி த்வமேவ ப்ரத்யக்ஷம் ப்ரஹ்ம வதிஷ்யாமி ஹ்ருதம் வதிஷ்யாமி சத்யம் வதிஷ்யாமி தன்மாமவது சத்வத்காரமவது அவது மாம் அவது வக்தாரம் ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி.
தைத்திரியோபனிஷத் belongs to Krishna Yajurveda, comes under one of the 10 principal Upanishads for which Shankaracharya's commentary is available. This Taittiriya Upanishad occurs in Taittiriya Aranyakam. That Taittiriya Aranyakam has got 10 chapters. Taittiriya Aranyakam has got 10 chapters. Among those 10 chapters, the first 6 chapters talking about the Karma Kanda, rituals. First 6 chapters of Taittiriya Aranyakam deals with rituals only, and 7, 8, 9, and 10th 4 chapters are dealing with Vedanta portion. 7, 8, 9 and 10. 7th, 8th and 9th chapters only Acharya has written Bhashyam. But 10th chapter, somebody has written the commentary, but not Shankaracharya. 7th and 8th, 9th chapters only we are seeing the summary of the 7th, 8th, 9th chapter. What are those names of those chapters? 7th chapter is known as Shikshavalli. 8th chapter is known as Brahmanandavalli or Brahmavalli or Anandavalli. Three names, Brahmanandavalli, Brahmavalli or Anandavalli. The 9th chapter is known as Bhruguvalli. Bhruguvalli. Each chapter name begins with the first mantra word. Based on the first mantra word, Shiksham Vyakhya Syamaha. Shikshavalli. Brahma Vidapnoti Param. Brahmanandavalli. Third is Bhrugurvai Varunihi. Therefore, the word is taken as the title of that chapter. In this Taittiriya Upanishad, it is not called as chapter, it is known as Valli. Valli is equal to chapter. But here we call it as Valli. The Yajurveda itself has got two branches. Yajurveda itself has got two branches. One is Krishna Yajurveda. Second one is Shukla Yajurveda. In English, they call it as Black School of Thought. In university language, no? Black School of Thought. Black means Krishna. Black School of Thought. Shukla means white school of thought. White school of thought. So this Taittiriya Upanishad belongs to black school of thought. Krishna Yajurveda. This Upanishad is very, very popular, prominent, significant also. For rituals especially, puja time, abhishekam time in temples and all, they do this parayanam. Shikshavalli, Brahmanandavalli and Bhruguvalli. The 10th chapter is known as Mahanarayana Valli. For rituals and for Vedantic circle also, this is very, very significant. In ritualistic circle, and that means puja, abhishekam, temples and all. And in Vedantic circle also, very high Vedantana is given here. Therefore, it is very prominent, very important also. How this Upanishad has got this name? This is given by Acharya, a Sampradaya guru known as Tittiri Acharya. They give many reasons. One reason is Tittiri Acharya gave this, taught this Upanishad. Tittiri Sambandhaha Taittiriyam. So it is known as Taittiriya Upanishad. And there are another two more reasons also. You can see in that Moolam class, where I took that story part and all comes. If I take that story, 1 hour will be over. No? That's why I don't want to get into that. No? Then this Upanishad is in prose form. It's not in verse form. Paragraph. Prose form it is. Gadya Rupa Bhagaha. It is Gadya Rupam. Not Padya Rupam, but Gadya Rupam. Gadya means prose. Padya means poetry. Verse form, Padya Rupam. And this Upanishad has got Shanti Patha in the beginning and at the end also. Same Shanti Patha. First Shanti Patha is for one purpose. The last Shanti Patha is for another purpose. There are two purposes, no, for Shanti Patha. That means there are totally 12 shloka anvakas in between. If you take from the first anvaka, again the last anvaka is that 12th anvaka, again shanno mitrasyam. 1 and 2 you delete, the rest of them only the teaching portion. Totally 10 comes. First one is also Shanti Patha. Last one is also Shanti Patha. That means second anuvaka to 11th anuvaka is the main teaching. Second anuvaka to 11th anuvaka is the main teaching. What are the topics comes here? From first, second anuvaka onwards, we'll see. First, I'll give the gist of this Shanti Patha. Shanti means subsiding of all obstacles. Shanti. Shanti means subsiding that all obstacles. See, Shanti Patha. Patha means a rendering. Shloka, chanting mantra, patha. A prayer to subside all the obstacles when you want to take up something, you want to fulfill that successfully. So you want to get full success so that you want to keep all your obstacles in the subside. So you seek the grace of the Lord. Oh Lord, please keep all my hurdles, obstacles in suspension. In suspension. Especially at the time of class. Please allow me to go to class. The obstacles come from various angles. Obstacles can come from various angles. We can see the two purposes of this Shanti Patha. One is to get good health. To complete the study, we need a healthy body and healthy sense organs, healthy mind, healthy intellect. And all the devatas, preceding devatas, are blessing our sense organs. All organs, pancha jnanendriyani, pancha karmendriyani, pancha pranadayaha, manasu, buddhi, chitta, ahankara, all of them are protected by those deities. So therefore we have to seek their blessings. Mitra, Varuna, Vayu, Agni, Suryaha. So Shanno Mitrasya, Shannahana. May you do Mangalam to us. O Devatas, please let my eyes should work, function properly, sufficiently, reasonably, so that I can read my book and my sense organs, ears also. That each organ is mentioned in this mantra. You are only the Brahman. Each Devata is Brahman. Looking at Devata as Brahman, you please protect me. Svameva pratyaksham brahmasi. Therefore, you are the truth, you are the everything for me, please protect me. This first Shanti Patha is called Purva Shanti Patha. Purva Shanti Patha. The last Shanti Patha, we can call it as Uttara Shanti Patha. So, Adhishthana Devata's blessings we are seeking in this Purva Shanti Patha. This is the first purpose. We worship all the devatas. Agni, Vayu, Varuna, Indra and all other devatas, Chandra Devata, all devatas. The second purpose of this prayer is Pratibandha Nivrityartham. First purpose is seeking the grace. Second purpose is Pratibandha Nivrityartham, means to suspend the obstacles or to remove the obstacles for successful completion of our study. For successful completion of our study without any obstructions. So Shanti Pataha. The last Shanti Pata is the same Shanti Pata. This student who is asking everything for his sake and Guru's sake also. Prayer for oneself and for Guru's sake also he is praying. If Guru is not having good health, how can I study? Therefore, student is very brilliant, intelligent person. So Guru Guda Seti is asking for that. Nahana parasana to us. So last prayer is called thanksgiving prayer, kritagnata. To show our gratitude after completion. We have to show gratitude. Nandri terivikkirade. Nandri Terivikra Shanti Patham Nartha. Last Shanti Patham. It is Shanti Patham. So therefore, we have to chant this Shanti Patha is very, very important prayer to come out of three tapams. Adhi Adhyatmam, Adhi Bhautikam, Adhi Daivikam. That you know in the previous Upanishad summary also I have given. Now we'll enter into the second Anuvaka. The topics are given here. That boy, you have to imagine one boy, 9-year-old or 10-year-old boy, after Upanayanam over, he has gone to Gurukulam. Now that boy is sitting in front of a Guru. And the Guru is teaching all Vedas, four Vedas. And what he says, how a boy should live in Gurukula, what his conduct, how his bhavana, attitude, what are the rituals he has to do, what are all upasanas he has to do, the karma yoga, upasana, everything is given here. The Guru says, Siksham Vyakhya Syamaha. I am going to teach you about the pronunciation of Vedic mantras. May you learn the first phonetics. If you learn the pronunciation properly, only you can chant properly. If you chant properly, only you can learn the meaning also properly. Therefore, I am going to teach you this pronunciation, Vedic pronunciation. Now, பார்த்தோம் இல்லையோ நம்ம தைத்திரிகம் சாண்ட் பண்றதுக்கு how much you have struggled. This is Upanishad is available with Swara. That is the beauty of Taittiriya Upanishad. Ishavasyam is Swara is available. Taittiriyam is very popular just because it suffices Swara. And all other Upanishads, very rarely people are chanting Katha, Brihadaranyakam. Even though they are having Swaram, many people are not chanting. Only Taittiriyam, only maximum people are chanting. That is also another significance of this Upanishad. That's why Shikshana, Shiksha or Shiksha, both are one and the same. Pronunciation, I will teach you. And how to chant, how much a gap you have to give, how much force you have to chant, where to raise the voice, where you should not raise the voice, how much gap between the swara and each swara you have to give, all I will teach you. Watch for all these things. This is about second anuvaka, the guru's introduction. Shiksha Shastram, four sciences of pronunciation. He is teaching. For Parayanam says, this comes under Kayika Karma. Parayanam comes under Kayika Karma. Then comes to the third anuvaka. He is going to teach, oh my dear student, if you want to get that Brahma Jnanam, you have to do certain upasanas. You have to do certain upasanas. Upasanas meant to bring that, to sharpen your mind. Manasikam sukshmata, that sharpness in the mind. Upasana will help us. Meditation. Another benefit of meditation is aikagriyatana, ekagrata, focusing capacity. So you have to get that capacity of focusing and first one is what? Sukshmata, buddhi sukshmata. For that sake you have to do samhitopasana. Many upasanas are going to come in this first portion. That means first only, the upasanas are all, nearly or five upasanas are coming. First one is samhitopasana. All Vedic upasanas, these are all Vedic upasanas. Nowadays they are all not relevant because nobody is studying Veda. So these upasanas are also not relevant. Now Puranic upasanas only we are doing. Ekarupa upasana, Anekarupa upasana, Ishtadevata upasana. But those days, since this boy was in Gurukulam, he can do that upasana which are connected to Vedika mantra asana. What is familiar only you have to meditate upon that. Since this boy is daily chanting mantras, the mantras are very familiar. And first mantra, second mantra, between, sandhi, all these are familiar so that he can meditate upon that. And when he is staying in ashram Gurukulam, he is with the nature. Adhyatma upasana, body is available of course. Body, adhyatma upasana. Adi bhautika upasana, panchabhutasmi upasana. Adi jyotisha upasana, luminaries he can do meditation. Adhyatmam, adibhautikam, adijyautisham. All these upasanas are possible. Namak ippo roof thavara onnume theriyadhu, enna upasana panna mudiyum. But those days they are all very very highly recommended because their lifestyle is like that. So therefore the guru prescribed samhitopasana. Samhitopasana is one upasana. In that comes athathi lokam, loka upasana, bhuloka, bhuvarloka, suvarloka. You have to see the lokas, you have to meditate upon the lokas. It is called adhiloka upasana. Then comes the second upasana in this samhitopasana, jyotisha upasanam. Adhi jyotisha means all luminaries you have to meditate upon. Chandra, Surya, Nakshatra, Vidyut. On all of them you have to meditate. So we always run away from them. We want to run away from the lightning, we want to run away from the heat. So those days people used to worship them. They never run away from that. Then third samhitopasana is athati vidyamnar. You are studying from me. You meditate upon your education. Vidyam and a field of education. Field of education. Second one is field of luminaries. First one is field of worlds, all world lokas. Field of worlds, field of luminaries, field of education. Education means you have to meditate upon the guru, the shishya and the teaching. All this you have to meditate upon. Athi vidyamna. Then fourth one is athadi prajamna. Mata, pita, putra. Purva rupam, uttara rupam and like that you have to meditate upon. Children. Then fifth meditation is individual organs. All in the samhitopasana only. Fourth field is the field of progeny. Children. And the field of progeny you have to meditate upon. Fifth field is medium is individual organs itself you have to meditate upon. On your own organs. On your own chin you can meditate upon. All those things he says. This is what samhitopasana. With this third anuvaka is over. Now then comes the fourth anuvaka. Another upasana comes here. Manasa karma rupa omkara upasana. Manasa karma rupa omkara upasana. In this fourth anuvaka itself, three are coming. Manasa, kayika, vachika. Kayika karma rupa avahanti homa comes here. Kayika karma rupa avahanti homa. As you are doing omkara upasana, you have to do avahanti homam. Then vachika karma rupa japam also you have to do. In this fourth anuvaka, vachika karma rupa japa you have to do. Mantra for japa, that's all. Mantra for japa, when you are chanting, you have to do avahanti homam. Why all this that guru is recommending? This comes under karma, upasana, karma and upasana samuchaya. He is doing together. So that he will get purification of the mind. Chitta shuddhyartham karma yoga. Chitta aikagrata prapyartham upasana. Idella illamane nanna sollu kudaka mudiyadappa. You have to equip yourself. So the teacher want to make the student qualified. That's why karma yoga and upasana or panchamaha yajnas. In the year whole this valli, panchamahas and yajnas are there everywhere. So deva yajnam is there. Pitri Yajnam is there, Rishi Yajnam is there, Manisha Yajnam is there, Atithi, Bhuta Yajnam also there, that you have to supply. All Yajnams are there in the last, in the middle also, everywhere it comes. So Karma Yoga as well as Upasana, everything mixed. What for this Upasana, Japa, especially, mainly for Medha Shakti. Medha Shakti. Let my the shishya is asking, let my eyes see the auspicious things, let my speech, the tongue, let it speak with my teacher, especially guru kulamla irukkumbodhu vera enna irukku, guru dhaana epovume pesinde irukkanum, guru kuda da vera amma appa kuda kediyadhu guru kulamlo. So let my tongue have a control. Let me have medha shakti so that I can have ask a relevant questions properly, precisely, exactly. Let me not ask irrelevant questions. Let me utilize this Gurukula Vasa time. For that you give me medha shakti. Namma kolanda maadhiri illa college poi cell phone la pesindha cinema poi novels padikidalo It's not like that, no? See how much respect towards the teacher and the guru is available. We should know the value of that guru. So let me utilize that my guru's knowledge fully. No? The mantra is very, very important mantra. Chandasa Rishabho Vishwarupaha. Chandasa Rishabaha means Omkaram Manartham. That Omkara Japa, Chandrobhyo Amrita Sambhavuva. From Vedas, this Amritam Omkaram, that butter has come. And to meditate upon that Omkara, the Japa. For what purpose? Sametho Medha Men Sam Saha Me Indraha Medhaya Sprunotu. That Omkara, who is none other than Saguna Ishvara. Alambanam is Omkara. But whom he is meditating upon? Saguna Ishvara, I am meditating. So that Ishvara lets him give Medha Shakti. Indraha means Saguna Brahmanartha. Amrutasya Deva Dharano Bhuyasam. Let me get the immortality. Shriram me Vicharshanam. Let me have good health, heal and healthy body. Jimhami Madhumattama. If I open my mouth, let the my words should come like honey in there. Honey madre. Oru vartha pesna my guru we have to apdiye mesmerize aagano na. Na oru vartha pesna na. Guru has to wait. The student pesna nanna irukume and wait pannanuma. Otherwise why he asks like this? Jimhami Madhumattama. Let there is a honey on my tongue. Enna nartham? Let there is a sweetness on my tongue when I speak. That means how carefully I have to talk. So we have to please the guru and matter to yena swarthanda, to get the whole knowledge from my guru. Until we won't please the guru, it won't come out. Enna appra avan partiality irukumana adu onnum kedaiyadhu. Your Bhagavan also will not give if you don't please him. So you have to please. Karanabhyam Bhuri Vishruvam. If I speak sweetly so that I can listen more from my Guru. Is it that? My Guru is so happy so that he is avanga theriyavana pesinde irupparappo. Karanabhyam Bhuri Vishruvam. Let me listen more and more from my Guru. For that I let me have a good health. All sense organs. Let Brahma should accept me and let me desire for Brahman. Then for that what? Avahanti vitanvana. It's a homam. Avahanti homam. Lakshmi, lot of money I require. Ipuve pannanum. Because I am a brahmachari now. In future, after completing my education, I go out and I get married and I have to get children, I want to get cattle, I want to get money, and then guru ku kudukano. I want to teach, and then all these things he is asking. Avahanti vitanvana kurvana kira matmanaha. He is asking now itself, I want a lot of clothes. Vasagumsi mama gavascha. I want many cattle. Annapaneta sarvada. I want plenty of food. I want plenty of water. No water scarcity. Water scarcity should not be there. I want to become a good grihastha so that I can do annadanam. Tato me shriyam avaha. Let me have that prosperity. This is called avahanti homam. And I want to get a lot of lomasham pashubhi ennanda. Woolen, wool irukkira. That animals, so that woolen clothes also I require, so that I can have all these things. You have to do meditation like this, you have to ask. Why Upanishad is encouraging to earn money? Yeah? He is asking, avahanti homam is especially to get money. You want to become a rich person, do avahanti homa, Lakshmi. Dhanam dharmartham. Dharmam is for what? To do noble actions. Charitable actions. So lot of money we can give for dhanam by doing noble actions, charitable actions. My mind gets purity, no? Chitta shuddhyartham, I have to do noble actions. To do noble actions, I need money. To get money, I have to do avahanti homa. ധനം ധർമാർത്ഥം, ധർമ്മം ചിത്തശുദ്ധ്യർത്ഥം, ചിത്തശുദ്ധി ജ്ഞാനയോഗ്യതാ പ്രാപ്യർത്ഥം, ജ്ഞാനയോഗ്യത മോക്ഷ ഗുരുപ്രാപ്യർത്ഥം, ശാസ്ത്രപ്രാപ്യർത്ഥം, മോക്ഷപ്രാപ്യർത്ഥം, അതുകൂടാ എല്ലാം. So therefore, not only that he is asking, when I go after completing my study, I want to get a lot of students from all directions. Dayananda Swamiji says, Dayananda Swamiji was telling his experience. I used to chant these mantras when I was young. I never knew that comes true. ആവഹന്തി തന്മാന ആഫ്റ്റർവേർഡ്സ് ആമായന്തു ബ്രഹ്മചാരിണ സ്വാഹ വിമായന്തു ബ്രഹ്മചാരിണ സ്വാഹ ആൾ ബ്രഹ്മചാരീസ് വിത്ത് ഗുഡ് ചമ്മ ദമ ഓക്കെ ആൾ ഡിസിപ്ലിൻഡ് ബ്രഹ്മചാരീസ് ഷുഡ് കം ടു മീ സോ ദാറ്റ് ഐ കൻ ടീച്ച് ദം ദെൻ സ്വാമി സെഡ് ദാറ്റ് മന്ത്ര കെയിം ട്രൂ ദാറ്റ്സ് വൈ ഹാവ് ഗോട്ട് സോ മെനി സ്റ്റുഡൻസ് ദിസ് മന്ത്ര ഈസ് ദിസ് ബോയ്സ് ആസ്കിംഗ് When I go out of this Gurukulam, I want to teach what my Guru taught. And so that if I get good students from all directions they come, even not only from Tamil Nadu, from all over and all languages, not only male or female, all female and male, all of them, I am so happy that that comes. Brahmacharina Swaha Amayanto Nath. Just as the water flows, all the rivers flowing towards ocean, all students should run to my class. Maybe I also might have done that. That's why you are all coming here. Otherwise, how can you come? Not so easy teaching, no? So you might have done this Avahanti Homa. That's why you are all running, no? Class, 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 and... So that is what it is said here in this mantra. Then we will go to the next anuvaka. Fifth anuvaka, Vyakriti Upasana. Vyakriti Alambaka Hiranyagarbha Upasana. This upasana, Vyakriti Upasana, fifth anuvaka, every anuvaka has got some more portions, but there are no numbers. The fourth one, medha shakti. For medha shakti, take all those mantras. Fifth anuvaka fully for medha shakti. Fourth mantra. Now, fifth mantra is vyakriti upasana. Vyakriti means here, bhuloka, bhuvarloka, bhu vyakriti, bhuvar vyakriti, suvar vyakriti. So upon those vyakritis he has to meditate upon as saguna ishvara, as brahman. Loka upasana, adhidaiva upasana, veda upasana, bhuritivarjaha veda upasana, then comes prana upasana. In this itself, vyakriti upasana liye prana upasana, loka upasana, veda upasana, All four, five devatas, 20 upasanas are coming, 20 devatas. All these upasanas comes here, the presiding devatas put together Hiranyagarbha. So each devata is presided by Hiranyagarbha. So we can call it as Hiranyagarbha upasana. Yakriti upasana is called Hiranyagarbha upasana. യഥാ യഥാ ഉപാസ്തേ തഥൈവ ഭവതി എന്നർത്ഥം. ഉപാസന ഈസ് വെരി വെരി ഇമ്പോർട്ടൻറ്റ്. യു ഗെറ്റ് എ ഫോക്കസിംഗ് മൈൻഡ്. ഗുരുക്ക് തരും എവള് വരക്ക് ഫോക്കസിംഗ് മൈൻഡ് ഇരിക്കാ ഇല്ലയാ. അത് പക്കം സ്ക്രീൻ പോയിന്നിരിക്കും, നായ് പോയിന്നിരിക്കും, എലി പോയിന്നിരിക്കും, അതിന് വരും. എന്തുമേ ഡിസ്ട്രാക്ഷൻ ഇല്ലാമലേ, ഡിസ്റ്റർബൻസ് ആകാമലേ സബ്ജക്റ്റിലോനെ ഊറണമെന്ന് എവളോ ട്രമെൻഡസ് ഉപാസന പണിരിക്കണം. അപ്പോതാ അത് കോൺസെൻട്രേഷനെ വരും. That's why Guru says, in future you have to get a lot of Brahma Jnana. Ippoye pannu, kalyanam pannadhu appuram onnum panna mudiyadhu. Ippoye upasana pannappa nu solraru. Adhana Shishya is doing. Then we'll go to sixth anuvaka. And that also Hiranyagarbha upasana. Hridayakasha alambaka. Hridayakasha alambaka. Previous one is Vyakriti alambaka. Bhuvyasrati, Bhuvarvyasati, Savarvyasrati, Alamanam is still, you have to invoke that Devata upon that. For what also you have to say. That phalam comes. The sixth anuvaka is also Hiranyagarbha Upasana, but Alambanams are changing. Alambanam is Hridaya Akasha Alambanam. Hridaya Akasha Alambaka Hiranyagarbha Upasana. See, the total you have to love first. No? The macro level you have to love and seek the blessings of the macro and meditate upon micro. Micro and macro are one in the same. No aversion, no irritation, illa varadu. Once you meditate upon the macro samashti, Devata, Hiranyagarbha, and all other Devatas put together Hiranyagarbha, all Devatas are in my body, Vyakti Rupena. Therefore, I meditate upon my body, sense organs, and the samashti also. நிம்மதியா இருக்கும், இல்லைன்னா எரிச்சலா இருக்கும். அது என்ன, அப்படி இருக்கு, இது இப்படி இருக்கு, அது இப்படி இருக்கு என்ன. சோ இஃப் யூ மெடிடேட் அப்பான் தட், யூ டெவலப் வித்வுட் யுவர் நாலேஜ் த ரெஸ்பெக்ட் கம்ஸ். யூ ஆர் ஹார்மோனியஸ்லி லிவிங் வித் த நேச்சர் தேவர் சோ ரிலாக்ஸ் வித் த நேச்சர் தே நெவர் கம்ப்ளைண்ட். இன்னைக்கு சூடா இருக்கு, இன்னைக்கு மழை ஜாஸ்தியா வருது, இந்த மாதிரி பேசுறதே கிடையாது அவங்க. இல்லை, they never talk like that. Now when you are talking means we are so sensitive, they have imana jasti, and edho nature vandu edho or enemy maadhiri paakrom. Nariga mala vanda kovam, sooda irundha kovam. See, you are part of this nature, enjoy that. No? It's very nice to enjoy. No? This bhavana attitude is very important. It's called sadbhavana. To develop sadbhavana, upasana is very very useful. So you are happily harmonizing yourself with the nature. You love nature so much by because of upasana. So hridaya akasha. Now you have to see that Hiranyagarbha in your hridaya akasha. In your hridayam itself. Saha yaha yeshontar hridayaha. Who is that Hiranyagarbha? Until now I have done upasana yet outside on devatas. He is none other than here in my own heart. Hridaya akashaha tasmin ayam purusho manomayaha. In my mind itself, manomaya rupena, he is there, amrutaha hiranmayaha, shining one here. Antarena taluke, by doing this upasana, that antarena taluke na in chinna naakirikkile ulle, that is called antarena taluke. There when I leaving my body, I can travel through Shukla Gati. Sushumna Nadi will be opened. Shukla Gati through that, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad Visanu. Shukla Gati Dwara, I go to what? Brahmaloka. Upasana Pandina. These upasanas are useful for that also. Kramamukti. Vanda Kramamukti Varo, illana Jeevan Mukti. Jeevan Mukti Varano, illana Kramamukti Varo. That is the benefit of this upasana. In this also, Bhuriti Agnav, all these pancha bhutas he sees in his own body. In his own body. Vyasti symbol. In the seventh anuvaka, he comes to Vyasti. That is called Panta Brahma Upasanam. That total Hiranyagarbha, who is in my hridayam, I meditate upon that each organ comes the Panta Brahma Upasana. Vyasti. Symbol. Hiranyagarbha is the object of meditation. Panta Trayatmaka Hiranyagarbha Upasana. Adi eppadi eduguradho ishtam. So he gives here five upasanas. One group of upasanas are there. Jauhu Dishaha Avantara Dishaha Agnihi, and like that one group. There are five. Vayuhu, Indriyam, and Bhuta Panchakam, Devata Pangtam, Devata Pangtam, Loka Pangtam. Pangtam anna group of five an artham. Group of five is called Pangtam. Loka Pangtam, first one. Devata Pangtam, second one. അഗ്നി, വായു, ആദിത്യ, ചന്ദ്രമ, നക്ഷത്രാണി. Then ഭൂതപാന്തം, വാട്ടേഴ്സ്, ഔഷധി, വനസ്പതി, ആകാശ, ആത്മ, ഓൾ ദീസ് ആർ കംസ് അണ്ടർ ഭൂതപാന്തം. Then വായുപാന്തം, പ്രാണ, വ്യാന, അപാന, ഉദാന, സമാന, ആൾ പ്രാണ കംസ് അണ്ടർ പ്രാണപ്രാങ്. വായുപാന്തം, വായുപാന്തം. Then ഇന്ദ്രിയ പാന്തം, ചക്ഷുഹു, ശ്രോത്രം, മനഃ, വാക്, ത്വക്. I am not translating because you are familiar with Tattva Bodha. Then dhatu paṅtam, dhatu paṅtam. Dhatu means that which makes the person to survive. Dhatte it is dhatuhu. Charma, māṁsam, snāva, asti, majja, all these are because of which the jiva, this individual, is surviving. The meanings are there in the book, you can read the translation. This is supposed to be a summary, you know, that's why I am giving. Then comes the eighth anuvaka, again omkara stuti. Previous mantra la omkara japa dhyanam we have done. Now omkara, om akshare brahma upasita iti the guru says. Om iti brahma, om iti idagam sarvam, everything is omkara. Om alone is everything. You have to meditate upon that. Om iti, you sing like that. Ashravayanti ena. That's why people used to say om, hello namakupura madri. They used to call om. Yes, then tell them om. Om. Okay, om. Okay. Now we say okay. They used to say om. 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 That is ashravayanti, people call by that name. Om shravaya gayanti samani nar. They sing the omkara, that is samadhananda. So the Rigveda priests chant these Rig mantras. The Rigveda priest, Samaveda priest, Yajurveda priest, Adharvanaveda priest, Hota, Udgata, Adhvaryuhu, Brahma, all these priests, they chant this omkara, very very powerful mantra, japa. Stuti, this is called stuti, the glory of omkara. For what then all these things? Jnana yogyata praptyartham. நமக்கு யோகியத்தை வரமாட்டேங்கிறத தெரியறது. ஆப்டிகல்ஸ் ஆர் கமிங். நிர்விராமங்க நிர்விக்னங்க படிக்க முடியலன்னா எங்கேயோ தகராறு, உபாசனையோ கர்மயோகம். அட்லீஸ்ட் ஆஃப்டர் கமிங் டு சாஸ்திரா வி டூ, வி கேன் பேட்ச் அப். லாட் ஆஃப் குரு சுஷ்ரூஷா, லாட் ஆஃப் ஸ்ரவணம், லாட் ஆஃப் பாராயணம், இதெல்லாம் பண்ணணும். Lot of nididhyasana, chanting is very very gives tremendous punya. Bhagavad Gita chanting, Upanishadic chanting, it gives lot of punya. At least listening, if you don't chant, put the cassette or CD on, adiyadu ketaadu konja punya varum enna adhi punya kodukum. Then next topic we are going to do, see the brahma om stuti over in the eighth anuvaka. Then comes Brahma Yajna, ninth anuvaka, importance of karma. Why one has to do karma yoga in the life? What are all those things he given here in this mantra? Ritam cha swadhyaya pravachane cha, this comes under Brahma Yajna or Rishi Yajna. Previous upasana comes under Bhuta Yajna. You can take worshipping Bhutas, Pancha Bhutas. You have to chant parayanam, you have to do. Now here all yajnas comes in this mantra, ninth mantra, beautiful mantra. You can see atithayaha cha manusham cha, comes manushya yajna. Ritam cha satyam cha tapaha damaha, all this comes under rishi yajna. Ritam cha swadhyaya pravachane cha, swadhyaya is common. May you do swadhyayam, chanting, may you do recitation. never miss that recitation. First, ritanch swadhyaya pravachane cha, satyanch swadhyaya pravachane cha, tapa, dama, shama, all comes under rishi yajnam. One mantra, see how it comes. Agnayaha, agnihotram, comes under deva yajnam. Agnayascha swadhyaya pravachane cha, agnihotram pannu, apra parayanam pannu, anartham. Deva pooja pannu, apra parayanam pannu, then atithayaha, manushya yajnam. Then praja, prajanaha, prajatihi, it comes under pitriyajnam, pitriyajnam. Service to humanity, begetting progeny, procreation, begetting grandchildren also, so that they will continue the pitriyajnam. Satyamiti, satyama, satyamiti, rathitaraha, truthfulness is the highest duty according to Rathi Taraha means that is one parampara. Rathi Tarasya, and that is one Gotra parampara. Satyavachaha, whose words are ever truthful. Satyavachasa iti, vachati iti, satyam vadati iti, austerity. Higher duty is called tapas, is the highest duty. These are all duties. Okay, karma is another. These are all come under duty. Swadhyayam, parayanam is your duty. Deva puja is your duty. Pitru yajnam is your duty. Parayanam, rishi yajnam is your duty. Swadhyaya pravachanecha, whole thing comes under brahma yajnam, rishi yajnam. Adhikki munnadu varadallanamu deva yajnam, pitru yajnam, manushya yajnam. Tapo nityaha, swadhyaya pravachana eva iti. Never miss this up. Chanting in it. The son of Maudgalya said this. This mantra said by Maudgalyaha. Mudgalasya apatyam Maudgalyaha. He said, that alone is the austerity, that alone is the austerity. The swadhyayam pannindi irukkanum. Swadhyayam is a self-study, ukkandu padikkaradilla. Daily chanting, whatever you belong to which gotra, and which varna, whatever you have to chant, parayanam, rudra parayanam, upanishad parayanam, bhashya parayanam, upanishad parayanam. If we are here, we are Lalita Sahasranama parayanam. All the many people, edo chant panna, that is Kanda Sashtiyo, illana Vishnu Sahasranama means chanting. After this chanting, with this it is over. The son of Maudgalya, Naka, his name is called Naka. The study and teaching of the scriptures alone is the highest tapasana. In the Naka, and the peri irukkara, Maudgalya nudel, payan chonana. Enna chonana, in whole mantra. Tancha swadhyaya pravachanecha, idalla yaar chonana, the person whose name is known as Naka, that person who is the son of Mudgalaha, therefore he is known as Maudgalyaha, said, the best tapas is study of scriptures and teaching the scriptures is the best austerity. Adhu veda austerity e kediyada. Mattadella secondary en solitaar. That's why that emphasis. Now, we'll go to the 10th karika, sorry, 10th anuvaka, comes under japardha slokaha. How a jnani chants after getting jnanam, how he chants, how he feels. I am only everything. Just he is enjoying that. So that is the mantra you do japam. So that you will also become like that one day. What that rishi says, that jnani, aham rikshasya reriva, kirti prushtam nireriva, urdhvapavitro vajini vasvamrutamasmi. I am that consciousness, existent principle, who is the substratum of this universe. I am everywhere. I am immortal. Like that rishi is dancing and singing. And then japama pannano. Daily panna and the slokam. If you want to get a sigram moksha varanamana, in the slokam padimo every day. Aham rikshasariya yirti pushtanam. You know, fake it and make it. So you can fake it and make it. So prayerayita. Reriva means I am the sustainer. of the tree. Now, Rukshasyareriva, I am the sustainer of the tree. I am, my fame is as high as the peak of the mountains. In the all famous peak, as consciousness existent principle, my name is too high. As Sakshi Chaitanyam, my name and fame are like a mountain. Kirtihi Prishtam Girereva. Then he says, I am auspicious, immortal, effulgent, like a sun. I am that sun. And Suvarchasam, Sumedha, Amrutaha, Akshitaha. I am omniscient, I am effulgent, I am wealthy, and I am free from death and decay. Idu vachyarthama, lakshyarthama. If I take the primary meaning, death, birth, all are there for me as vachyartha. I have to take from lakshyartha angle so that I am atma alone. Because of that upasana, karma yoga, you get jnana yogyata. Because of jnana yogyata, you got guru and guru shastra. Once you get shastra, you can sing. Aham rakshasyareriva. Nenchukonga apdi. Chant panna, you will also. Then what? 11th anuvaka. Kartavya upadesha upadesham. Arabhyahana. Now, ivanu payan mudichita padippu. Adukulla 12 varsham aayiruchu. Ama. Now 12 years over. Now this boy is ready to go. Kalyanam pannikalama vendama pannikalama think panninirka. And the guru is ready. Now your education is over. You have done lot of karma yoga, upasana, and you have done very well in Gurukulam. Now you have to go and earn money and give Gurudakshina plenty to me. After giving Gurudakshina, you marry, get married. And after getting married, what you have to do now? Follow what you have learned here. Implement in your life. That's what he says here. And nearly 15 are there. Our values. Number one, first value. Satyam vadana. You are going out of the Gurukulam. You end up under poriyo. You are going to get a good name for you. Don't bring any bad name to me. Please follow whatever you have learned. Dharmam. Everything. Satyam vadana. Veda Manuchacharya Antevasinam Anushasti. That means, having taught the Vedas, the teacher says, the teacher instructs the students this manner. Upanishad is telling, the teacher has completed this Vedic teaching and he is giving last instructions. Oh my dear students, may you behave like this. What? Number one, Satyam Vada, speak truth. Number two, dharmam chara. May you follow rituals, shrauta karma, smartha karma, all these. Veda adhyayanam, veda mimamsa, all these things you continue. Then third value, ma pramadaha. May you not deviate from swadhyayam. May you do swadhyayam in artham. Third value. Then, acharyaya priyandhanam ahrutyana. Mavyavachechi prajatantum. Fourth value is give Gurudakshina plenty to your guru. To me, you know, Upanishad says, Guru Jannara, I am going to give Gurudakshina kudu and get her. Tappile parungo. That is a value the student should know. Otherwise, Chitta Samskaram varad. And the Samskaram varlana Chitta Shuddhi varad, varlana Yogita varad. நல்ல குருதர்ஷன் கூடப்பா கேட்கிறார். அது முடிச்சதுக்கு அப்புறம் தான். தட் இஸ் ஸ்டூடெண்ட் விஷ். எதர் யூ கிவ் ஃபார் 1 month ஆர் 6 months ஆர் 1 year ஆர் வென் எவர் யூ வாண்ட் டு கிவ், பட் கிவ் சம்திங் இன் எனி கைண்ட் ஆர் கேஷ் ஆர் எனிவே. நானுக்கு குரு தர்ஷனம் கொடுக்கணும். அது ரொம்ப வெரி வெரி ஹைலி ஃபாலோடு இன் அவர் கல்ச்சர். தட்ஸ் எஸ்டர்டே குரு பூஜை, வை வி ஹவ் செலிப்ரேட்டட் அண்ட் வி ஹவ் டு ஷோ அவர் கிராட்டிட்யூட். தென் ஃபிஃப்த் வேல்யூ இஸ் after giving Gurudakshina, you enter into Grihastashrama. Get children. Fifth value. Kula parampara. This dharma has to continue. Kula parampara. Rajatantum. புத்திர காமேஷ்டியாக பண்ணு அர்த்தம். Then sixth value is சச்சாத் ந பிரமதித்தவியம், may you never deviate from truth. First one is what? Speak truth. அப்பப்போ காம்ப்ரமைஸ் ஆகாதேன்னு சொல்றாரு. Never deviate from the truth. Sixth value. Then seventh value is தர்மாத் ந பிரமதித்தவியம், never deviate from dharma, from that வைதிக கர்மா, ஸ்மார்த்த அண்ட் ஸ்ரௌத கர்மா. Then குஷலான் ந பிரமதித்தவியம், எயித் வேல்யூ, மே யூ நாட் டீவியேட் ஃப்ரம் யுவர் ஓன் வெல்பீயிங். இந்த ஃபேமிலி ஃபேமிலின்னு சொல்லி டோன்ட் நெக்லெக்ட் யுவர் ஹெல்த். சோசியல் சர்வீஸ், ரோட்டரி கிளப், அந்த கிளப், இந்த கிளப் சொல்லி தே நெவர் பாதர் அபவுட் வைஃப் சில்ட்ரன். வெல்பீயிங் நெவர் ஃபர்கெட். டூ வாக்கிங், டூ த்ரெட்மில் அண்ட் ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ், டேக் கேர் ஆஃப் யுவர் டைட். திஸ் இஸ் எயித் வேல்யூ. The ninth value is bhutyaina pramaditavyam, may you never forget from this avahanti homa, sudarshana homa, in the homas pannindi iru, propitiating the devatas. Then tenth value swadhyaya pravachanabhyam na pramaditavyam, may you not deviate from the teaching of the scriptures. Either you study, you share with your family members, or any victim you get, outside person, you share what you know. So you can never forget. That's why Swami, Paramarthananda Swami says, always whenever I ask guidance, keep in touch with the Shastra. Never miss. Every day read your notes or text or something or other, you have to keep in touch with the Shastra. That is 10th value. Then deva pitru karyabhyam na pramaditavyam, may you not deviate from deva yajna, pitru yajna. These are all commandments. Savya pratya vandale commandment da, should not deva yajnam, pitru yajnam. But he is putting in a negative language, na pramaditavyam manar, may you not deviate, na you should do enough deva yajna, pitru yajna. Then 11th, that is then matra devo bhava. 12th value, may you respect your mother, don't send your mother to whole lodge home. Avar solra naan solren summa solren. People, mother is burden, father is burden anna appo solittar avaru theriyum guru ke upanishad says pitru devo bhava, may you look at your father as god, may you look at your mother as goddess. Afterwards, Acharya Devo Bhava, nannu vidade anna. Ennai vidade anna. Look at your guru as Devata, nannu Bhagavan, God. May you, your teacher be a God to you, unnar. Then fast, finally, Atidhi Devo Bhava, 15th value. May you feed some Atidhi, at least. This is over. Then finally, he says, if anything I have done wrong, my dear Sishya, don't follow that. நான் கேட்டது கெட்டது ஏதாவது இருந்தா அதை ஃபாலோ பண்ணாதே, நல்லது மாத்திரம் ஞாபகம் வச்சுக்கோ. யூ ஆர் கோயிங் அவே ஃப்ரம் மீ, சப்போஸ் யூ ஹாவ் எனி டவுட் எனி டைம், இஃப் ஐ எம் நாட் அவைலபிள் பை போன் ஆல்சோ இமெயில் எனி திங் ஐ எம் நாட் அவைலபிள், வாட் யூ ஹாவ் டு டூ? அந்த லோக்கல் ஆஸ் கொஞ்சம் படிச்சவங்க இருப்பாங்களே, அவங்க கிட்ட போய் யூ கேன் கிளாரிஃபை யுவர் டவுட். அண்ட் வென் யூ கோ டு தெம், the great panditas, don't talk in front of them unnecessarily. Just hold your breath, don't talk and listen what they say. Vinayama ir, ange poi don't keep your hands on your hip. Okay, vinayama nillu, kai katti nillu, ange ukkaraade avanga munnadi. Moochu kuda vaanga koodadanna romba ivur kai vechukona nadartham, avanga moochu thuppra kuda anga padakoodad. Appadi irupan வெளியில போனா கூட, அங்கே குரு கிட்ட எங்கேயாவது போனா கூட, யூ கேன் கோ அண்ட் கிளாரிஃபை யுவர் டவுட்ஸ். எனி டைம் யூ மே கெட் டவுட்ஸ் அட் எனி டைம். ஸோ டோன்ட் ஃபர்கெட் தட், டோன்ட் டீவியேட். ஆஃப்டர் வர்ட் யூ சேஸ் ஸ்ரத்தையாதேயம் அஸ்ரத்தையாதேயம், யூ சேஸ் யூ டூ தானம், தானம் பண்ணு, சேரிட்டி. ஸ்ரத்தையா கொடு, அட்லீஸ்ட் அஸ்ரத்தையாவது கொடு. அஸ்ரத்தையா அதேயம் அர்த்தம். அப்படி சொல்றோம், அஸ்ரத்தையா நெவர் கிவ் வித்தவுட் ஸ்ரத்தா, அண்ட் கிவ் பிளென்டி, அண்ட் யூ ஆர் என்ஜாயிங் லாட் காஸ்ட்லியஸ்ட் திங். அண்ட் குருக்கு மாத்திரம் 10 ரூபாய், தட் ஓல்டு நோட்டு, பின்னாடி ஒரு செலோசன் போட்டு போடாதே அர்த்தம். அப்படி எல்லாம் போடாது. சீப்பஸ்ட் ஃப்ரூட்ஸ், சீப்பஸ்ட் திங்ஸ் எல்லாம் போய் கொடுக்கக்காதேன்னு அர்த்தம். தானம் பண்றது என்ன, யாரு கொடுத்தாலும் கூட எது பெஸ்டோ அது கொடுக்கணும். ஏன்னா அதுதான் நம்ம கிட்ட வரப்போறது. இஃப் ஐ கிவ் த பெஸ்ட், பெஸ்ட் ஒன்லி கம்ஸ் டு மீ. வாட் ஐ எம் என்ஜாயிங் நவ் டுடே இஸ் நாட் டுடேஸ் ப்ரீவியஸ் ஜென்மாஸ். இப்போ பண்றது நெக்ஸ்ட் வரப்போறது. ஜாகிரதன்னு சொல்ற கிரியாதயம் பியா பயமா கொடு. ஐயா நான் கொடுக்கறது கம்மியும், நான் கொடுக்கலன்னு சொல்லிட்டு இந்த கொஞ்சம் நான் கொடுக்கலன்னு சொல்லி மறிய கொடுன்னா, நிறைய கொடுக்கும் போதே கொஞ்சம் தான் கொடுக்க முடியறதுன்னு சொல்லி கொடு. அல்ல கொஞ்சம் கொடுத்துட்டு கொஞ்சம் தான் கொடுக்க முடியறது. கிரியாதயம் பயம் பயமா கொடுப்பான்னார். பயம் பயமா கொடுனா என்ன தவறு இருக்கோ, என்னமோ கொடுக்கறதுல ஏதாவது தோஷம் இருக்கலாம், பயமா கொடு. டோன்ட் ரைஸ் யுவர் ஹெட், நான் தான் கொடுக்கறேன் இந்த மாதிரி ரொம்ப ப்ரைடா கொடுக்க கூடாது, எல்லாரும் பாக்குறானே இல்லையான்னு அப்படி எல்லாம் பண்ணாது. என்ன வேல்யூஸ் பாருங்க, அப்படியே ரிஃபைன்மெண்ட் அவ்வளவுதான். இதெல்லாம் சொல்லி நான் என்ன பத்திரமா இரு, இந்த மாதிரி நல்லா நடத்துக்கோன்னு சொல்லி ஹிஸ் கால்ட் டீச்சிங் கான்டக்ட், தி குட் கான்டக்ட். That is very important. How much you are studying is not the question. How you are behaving is very important. Shraddha towards yourself and towards your life and your goal. And Shraddha towards family. Shraddha means respect, reverence. Family, society, God, all. Panchamaha, Yajnas, everything. What a nice shikshavadi. You see, beautiful. Parayanam padna every day. Excellent, wonderful. Then, சன்னோ மித்ரஷம், லெட் அஸ் ரீட். சன்னோ மித்ரஷம் வருணஹ சன்னோ பவத் பர்யமா சன்ன இந்திரோ ப்ருஹஸ்பதிஹி சன்னோ விஷ்ணுருக்ரமஹ நமோ ப்ரஹ்மணே நமஸ்தே வாயோ த்வமேவம் சக்ஷம் ப்ரஹ்மாஸி த்வாமேவ ப்ரத்யக்ஷம் ப்ரஹ்மவாதிஷம் ருதமவாதிஷம் சத்யமவாதிஷம் தன்மாமாவீத் தத்வக்தாரமாவீத் ஆவீன்மாம் ஆவீத்வக்தாரம். ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.